Thank you very much, Heather. And thank you all for inviting us here or making space in your packed agenda. I know that you have one or two other pressing agenda items to deal with over this meeting, so we're very grateful to you. And I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but perhaps this half hour on who is can be a little light relief for you. So first of all, I would like to just briefly introduce or just ask members of the Who Is review team to stand up. Bill, I said I wouldn't do this, but I'm doing it. Please stand up, and so the GAC members can see who you are. I'm going to run through a few slides and just introduce ourselves and our work. So the background is that the affirmation of commitments, a document very well known to you all, required a number of reviews to be set up. One has been completed, the Accountability and Transparency Review, and the Who Is review was also requested and required in the affirmation of commitments. So the members of the team are drawn from all aspects of the ICANN community. We have our very own GAC member here, Peter Nettlefold, who is Heather's designated GAC person. And we have people going across the GNSO, CCNSO, and all of the various other constituencies. So we are truly multi-stakeholder. Unlike the Accountability and Transparency Review team, the affirmation of commitments didn't actually set out a deadline for the presentation of the Who Is review. So we gave ourselves the deadline of November 2011, probably at a point when it seemed a bit more in the distance than it does now. So that is just a little brief background for you. And next slide. Very much at the heart of what we're doing is full transparency. So our conference calls are open to silent observers, as are our public meetings. So we had a few brave souls in most of the day today. Our email archives are up, published on the wiki, and we have our working documents and all of our meeting agendas also available. So I do encourage you to take a look at how we're doing this. Very much we want community feedback. And as part of that, you know, that is really enmeshed in our outreach and action plan that is also published. We have a calendar and we have set ourselves various milestones along the way. So we have a public comment, and one of the purposes of coming here today, and I should say this is our first interaction with the community, so we have come to the GAC first. We have published shortly before the meeting a call for public comment. Please do take a look at it. I know you have a lot else on your agenda, but we would be very delighted to have feedback from the GAC. And what we're asking for is we've published our scope and our roadmap. The scope is very much reflecting the words of the affirmation of commitments, and the roadmap sets out a non-exhaustive list of actions we may take in order to fulfil that scope. We have a detailed action and outreach plan, which we're also asking for comments on. And then really the meat of this public comment is some work that we've done on definitions of key terms that appear in what the affirmation of commitments is asking us to do. And those are law enforcement, applicable laws, and the term consumer. These seem such straightforward concepts, but actually, as you unpack them, you realise that everybody's looking at them slightly differently. And in order to progress our work, we felt that it was important for us to share at least a common understanding of what is meant by these terms. Again, we'd be very interested to hear the GAC's views on that. So I'm going to hand over to Peter now, who's going to run through some specific points that we would like to hear from you.
Thanks, Emily, and hello, everyone. So just wanted to talk to the... Oh, there's only three. Is there a fourth dot point? That doesn't matter. Okay, so I just wanted to run through a few questions. This slide will stay up here, so I'll just talk to each point briefly, and then I think the idea is that we will throw the floor open to GAC members to either ask questions or respond to these sort of suggested questions. The first one I foreshadowed with everyone yesterday in my last couple of emails, which is a question that the review team has about the GAC who is principals. I think there's been quite a bit of interest amongst members of the review team about these principals. Speaking to review team members before this, one question is, what does the GAC understand the status of these to be? What has the board done with them? How do they currently fit into the ICANN policy and principles framework? Another question that GAC members may want to answer is what they thought the GAC who is principles were for, what they were intended to do. Another question, which is for the second point, is the GAC principles are obviously very broad and very high level, cover a range of issues. GAC members could consider if there was anything specific that wasn't covered by the high level principles, or any additional issues not covered by the principles that they are interested in, that they may want to draw the review team's attention to or ask questions about. The third dot point up there, which we discussed, CCTLD, who is, I think there's an agreement out of scope for this review team. However, we're obviously aware that each CCTLD has who is policies and has implemented them. And it may be that some GAC members have been involved in who is closely with their CCTLDs and may have some experiences that they can usefully share with the who is review team. And the last dot point, which isn't up there, which is what is the best way for the review team to interact with the GAC? It's an open question. So as Emily noted, there is one public comment period already underway. There are going to be others, I expect, mapped out in... I can't remember our roadmap. I'm sure there are others there. There is obviously myself as the GAC Chair's delegate, and I'm available to GAC members at any time to discuss issues or provide updates, and I will continue to provide regular updates. Obviously, we're having a face-to-face meeting now, and there is the potential to have face-to-face meetings in the future. Are all of these mechanisms useful? Would any other mechanisms be useful for the GAC to interact with the review team? It's an open question out there for the GAC to respond to. So I'll leave those points up so that I haven't just talked and people forgot what I said. And I think now we'll pass over to the GAC to see if there's any comment.
Thank you very much both to Emily and Peter for coming today and for providing us with this update on the activities of the review team, who is an issue of real interest to GAC members. And so we will, I'm sure, want to comment and participate in the activities of the review team to contribute to your work. So with that... I will look around the room to GAC colleagues to see whether they can comment. Perhaps we could start with the status of the GAC who is principals. If I understand correctly, the question coming from the who is review team is regarding the status of those principles. Do we believe that they are comprehensive and relevant and valid and so on still? And presumably whether we would actually like to add anything as far as our principles are concerned. So I see the United States raising their hand. Okay, U.S.
Apologies, we're having some technical difficulties over here at our end. I certainly wouldn't want to speak to the broader, longer-term issue that we as a GAC obviously need to take up together as to whether we would wish to revisit the principles. I did want to simply say, having been very, very directly involved in drafting them, I think what we were seeking to do, and we thought we struck a really, really practical balance, even though they were high level at the level of principles quite deliberately, by giving an indication on the first page of the very broad range of what we would consider to be legitimate uses of WHOIS data, balanced also with a very strong recognition that our point about continued access to accurate and publicly available WHOIS data did need, of course, to be fully reflective and respective of all national laws, including privacy protection laws. So I think we worked long and hard on what, as you can imagine, you know, around the GATT table, we all have very, very different legal regimes. And nonetheless, we're able to reach consensus because we felt strongly that getting the WHOIS principles out at that particular moment in time was going to be an important endeavor on the GAC's part. So I think we will. I will defer to our chair as to when we time our subsequent deliberation on the question you have put to us, but I think it's quite a legitimate question. I note that we are about to be asked a very comparable question from our colleagues in the country code named supporting organization on another set of GAC principles that predate the WHOIS principles, the 2005 CCTLD principles. So it's a fair question. I think we're more than happy to take it up. How we do that, we need to work out. In terms of the board's response, I have to say I cannot recall that we actually had an affirmative response to the principles. So that remains a bit of an outstanding issue. It certainly isn't the first set of principles we haven't had a response on. I did have a question for all of you and maybe a suggestion, because as we have been refining the next step in our scorecard for new GTLDs, and it's been an incremental activity, just earlier today we reviewed amongst ourselves some feedback that we intend to share with the board on the issue of consumer protection and law enforcement, which we see as sort of two sides of the same coin, if you will. And we are working on trying to identify, to offer a definition, if I may, that would capture all of the relevant law enforcement agencies, and I put that in quotes, because all of us have different legal structures. And so we have some, in some cases, you have agencies that are actually not structured or identified as law enforcement per se, but they have consumer protection responsibilities. In my case, in the United States, Federal Trade Commission has civil law enforcement authority. So we are working on that, and I suppose that we can, amongst ourselves, sort of try to figure out whether that language that we are offering in the context of new GTLDs might help you. But if you could shed a little bit more light on what you are seeking to do with the definitions, that would be extremely helpful to us as well. Because, again, I'm sure all of us have consumer protection agencies, and we should be able to come up with some helpful language for you on how we define consumers and how we define consumer harm and how we define the... But I would really... It would be helpful, I think, if we could have a little bit more background as to why you are seeking some additional input on the definitions. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a very good question. And also thank you very much for your offer or, you know, just information about comparable work, which might be highly relevant. Yes, it's a very good question, something that we were ourselves considering this morning. It goes back to what has the affirmation of commitments asked us to do. It has asked us to assess the extent to which the WHOIS policy and its implementation meets the legitimate needs of law enforcement and promotes consumer trust. So that is our task. And that is asking us to perform an evaluation. In order to do that, we felt that we had to have a shared understanding that was tested with the community about what these key terms mean. Because in order to do the evaluation, I mean, we could all individually do it in our heads, but actually it's to be very clear about what is meant by these apparently very harmless and anodyne comments. And I sort of smiled and nodded with recognition when you highlighted how much work has gone into trying to define law enforcement or applicable laws from your end. And it's a nod of recognition because we ourselves have tussled with it and found it more difficult than you would expect. So does that give you the information that you were asking for? Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Emily. I have European Commission and then Greece.
Thank you. Yes, I thought I should put my hand up as one of the other guilty parties with Suzanne, who are responsible for drafting the GAC principles. And I'd agree totally with everything Suzanne has said. We did seek a very balanced approach, and I think we achieved that, actually. I think that was a very successful outcome for us. It was a difficult process for us, actually, and a lengthy process. So I strongly hope that we don't have to go through it again while I'm doing this job. But the reason that the principles, I think our objective in drafting principles in the GAC is that we come up with guidance that doesn't need to be regularly updated. That's why we call them principles. That doesn't mean, of course, that we're not prepared to look at them again if they appear to be out of date. But so far, I think I'm right in saying we've had no indication that they're problematic at all for anyone in the community. So, and we haven't discussed them in the GAC, actually. We haven't discussed the need to update them or change them. So I think that's an indication that probably we think that they're still valid. I certainly do. I'd also concur with Suzanne's view that I also have no recollection of the board ever responding to them. So if you want to know what the status are as far as the board are concerned, you better ask them. I think you have... Well, I don't think you do have somebody on the board, from the board, on the review team, do you? I think that was delegated, yeah. But it might be a question you put to them. I'd be very interested to know the answer, actually. If you could share that with us, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, European Commission, Greece.
Thank you, Heather. I've asked for the floor because I find very interesting that the issue of who is data is still very alive and worth a good review. So many years after, I remember discussing it in the Montreal meeting, which is probably, 10 years or more ago. And in that capacity, in those days, I was the Commission representative, but also I was the draftsman of the European Union draft data protection legislation. So I was thought to be quite relevant in giving this European view, which would take into account the privacy concerns. In my experience, there is, although we have differences amongst the various countries around this table, there are principles which are sufficient in national legislations to draw a right balance between the interests of law enforcement and the interests of privacy protection. I think that what is more difficult, and I think you will find this as you go on with your work, is how the principles are implemented. And probably the most difficult part in the follow-up will be to monitor how whatever principles you come up with and suggest to the GAC in your review process, how the implementation of those principles is actually monitored in a way that this balance is actually well kept in practice. Thank you.
Thank you for that. U.S.?
Thank you, and I'm sorry for taking the floor again, but I did want to note, unless Peter has already, so my apologies, because he's pretty up on all the work that we're doing on the new GTLD scorecard. But it might be interesting to you that we, I imagine you are as well, we are emphasizing and have been for quite some time the importance of contract compliance and the importance of ensuring that ICANN has sufficient staff, frankly, to ensure that registries and registrars are living up to the commitments made in their agreements between themselves and ICANN. So I didn't know if that was an element of your review. I'm guessing, I see you nodding. That's very reassuring. And so I did just want to share that with you, although I'm mindful that Peter may already have, that we feel very strongly that clearly the track record in the current environment with approximately 900 registrars and 20 or so GTLD registry operators, which will soon expand exponentially, we are going to make sure that we share that concern with ICANN. We have done, and in fact in Brussels, we were met with a very positive response from the CEO indicating that yes, they will commit to ensuring that they have sufficient resources. I did just want to flag that. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. I think that is an important aspect of the WHOIS issue. I see the U.K. asking.
Yes, thank you, Heather, and thank you, Emily, and team members for coming to join us this afternoon and to remind us amongst all the intensity and turbulence of the GTLD's debates and work that's going on, that there is this very valuable work on who is up and running, and it's very good to have the update and for you to describe the timetable and place a marker in our minds around the GAC of how we should engage with it. And I'm very supportive of time being set aside in Singapore for a thorough review of the history of WHOIS and how the principles have been applied or even disregarded, and indeed whether there is a need to revisit the principles. I have to say I haven't really done much work to date on this, but because of other pressures, really, and I'm sure that's a situation that many of us in the GAC have found ourselves. This is pretty crucial to the credibility, really, of the system and the ability to access accurate data. I guess one area that we need to look at, which perhaps the principles haven't really covered, is proxy services and how the role that they play and the potential for abuse and misuse and what that does for the ability of law enforcement and others who need sight of accurate data, what it does to impair those important facilities of WHOIS. And also the benefits of proxy services. There are pros and cons, no doubt about it, but some assessment of that is something I think we also all need to be very mindful of. So I do look forward to an opportunity, I suggest, in Singapore, where the GAC and the review team can have a well-prepared discussion about this. It's incumbent on us in the GAC, really, to focus on this at this time. And I think your November deadline is well set, well chosen. Thanks.
Thank you, UK, and also thank you for the proposal that we meet again with the review team in June and consider the questions that have been put forward to us today, and also consider the document that has been put out to public comment. GAC members can certainly respond to that in their own capacity, but the GAC also, I think, would benefit from a discussion about our principles, contract compliance, and any additional public policy issues like proxy services and things like that. So I think that's a useful course of action for us. I don't see any other requests from GAC members. Was there anything that the review team wanted to add or ask? Please.
Just a couple of things. First of all, thank you very much for those pointers. You know, at this stage, it's an early stage in our work, and if we can get a sense of direction from the different communities, I think that will both help us, and I hope
lead to less frustration down the line, potentially, because I hope that we'll be taking into account issues that are important to you. So please keep thinking, if there are issues that are important and that you expect us to cover, do ensure that Peter is aware of them, or, you know, we're all around here this week and on an ongoing basis. We've done two things to try and make your life easier. We have a public forum scheduled for Wednesday for an hour, again, sort of open mic type of format, so do participate in that if you wish. We've given the link for the public comment, and the closing date is the 17th of April. We've also distributed paper copies of, I think, our scope and the call for public comment, so that you've got them in a variety of formats, because I'm aware that some of you will need to also engage translation and so on, so that you can get fully on top of everything. So on behalf of the review team, thank you very much for your time in this busy period for the GAC, and I look forward to an ongoing dialogue between all of the members of the ICANN community and this review team to get a thorough job done. Thank you.
And thank you from the GAC. We appreciate your time as well. This has been very helpful to us.
Thank you.
Thanks. So for the GAC, we have a coffee break scheduled now. So shall we say 20 minutes, and we'll reconvene and continue our work on new GTLDs. Okay? Thank you.